This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
26 years young, second year as a starter, one out away from his first complete. First pitch is swung on and flared into right. It hangs up. It's caught by Abreu. And for the first time in his career, Garrett Crochet has thrown a complete game. He shuts out the Rays. The Red Sox win their ninth in a row. 1-0 on a Crochet Picasso.
Is that what you were calling it on the way out, a Crochet Picasso?
Yeah, I was explaining to CeCe. I'm like, we just watched a Crochet Picasso today. She's like, all right. She was disappointed we didn't see Wally. We did see Tessie from far away. She was excited about that. On the drive in, she said she was going to wrestle Wally. And I was like, I don't think you really wrestle him. She's like, if I see him, I'm going to wrestle him.
Is that what
I'm
she
like,
said?
Yeah. I was like, I don't think you can do that. Like, let's not touch him. Don't touch the mascots.
Yeah, please. We don't need to get kicked out of here on the way in.
Just leave him alone.
I'm putting him in a figure four.
Just leave him alone, please. We can watch him. We can wave to him. Maybe high five him.
I'm happy the kids didn't have to watch Wally.
I would have been terrified.
Risking his life up on the top of the monster.
Well, then you know what it is with kids, because then they'd see that, like, Dad, I want to sit up there.
Yeah,
I want to hang off the edge of the
go
monster.
I want to go wrestle Wally up there.
It'd be terrifying.
Next thing you know, it's a
it's a ladder match. It's the last thing we need to see. But yeah, it was a Picasso. Oh, speaking of, so that was Cooper Boardman, right, with
mm-hmm,
the call.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't do this earlier in the game. Just to throw this out there, we've had a few Seydon Rafaela home runs, right? And Will likes to go with the say don, say yes.
Yeah.
Say dong is right there.
We say got dong.
Say dong.
Mm-hmm.
Text lines all over it. That's the obvious one. And now that he's become like a little bit of a power bat, let's jump on that now. Let's get these guys saying
say dong.
That. Say dong.
I thought Arcan had a good one
say
on Twitter.
Say dong.
Did you see Arcan's on Twitter?
No, what was this?
SETI ballgame.
SETI ballgame. Okay.
It's a high-end comp.
Okay.
That's a bit of a high-end comp.
It is a little bit, but a guy's swinging it right now.
SETI ball game.
SETI ball game.
I wouldn't rule out a red seat home run for him.
You think so?
Yeah, well.
On Lansdowne.
Yeah.
Like a red part of the
Yeah,
street.
He's not going that way. Yeah.
He's probably going to pull it
equally far to the opposite
Smash
direction.
Smash the ball over the monster seats. Yeah, but that was, this guy has been a one-man electric factory so far. I mean, the plays that he makes, like, he's insane.
I do like, they showed a breakdown on Nesson. Crochet's first career complete game versus Bayo's first career complete game. Bayo, him and Connor Wong embraced like they won the World Series. Like that, Wong came out and like lifted him up off the ground, and it was they won the pennant.
Yeah.
Crochet and Narvaez just like walked up and like gave each other like a fist bump. It was very.
Did
very
you see what Crochet said after the game?
Cool, calm, collected. I'm not
see what
sure
he said?
When he got the Gatorade dumped on him. That one.
No, they were asking him like he's never thrown a complete game. He's like, I didn't know where to stand. Like I didn't know what to do. Like where to go. Like, what do I do?
What do I do?
Like, that's probably why you didn't have the crazy celebration.
Because
he's like, do you guys need my jersey? Do you, like, what do I do? Do I need to sign something?
I did not see that.
Yeah, he was, like, confused as to what to do, which is hilarious. I guess, why would you?
Guys, where do I go? The White Sox only let me pitch, like, three innings a game.
Should I stand on the mound or should I get off the mound? Narvaez is like, I don't know.
So the Red Sox are obviously pitching much better. I'll get you the numbers here in July in a moment, but they're quite good, obviously. What's the biggest reason for their turnaround on the mound? Do you think there is a reason for it? Is it guys are hot? Guys are leveling out? Like, what's the reason for the turnaround?
So I can't figure it out when it comes to Lucas Giolito. That's the one that I'm a little surprised by the most. Because I don't know, like, Crochet and Bayo even. I don't even know if those guys have necessarily turned it around. Crochet's been nailed. And, yeah, Nick's been all over this stat about Bayo.
Nick gave us the numbers last week that I think Breslow stole when he was talking to Bradfoe.
Yeah.
Because he referenced Bayo's numbers since the All-Star break a year ago. I think he was listening to Nick when he brought those up. But yeah, Bayo's certainly a longer track record going back to last year than Giolito.
So Giolito, I think, is the one that stands out the most. And this is one where I know I can't have it both ways, but I'll take any win. You beat a bad team, I'll take the win. But maybe some of those pitching individual numbers look a little bit better when you're playing a Rockies lineup or when you're playing a Nationals lineup. And so this thing, like, they're going to have to score some more runs in order to beat some of these better teams, which I think they can do. I just think some of these pitching numbers might be aided by that. But I'm not saying it's only that, because I think Crochet and Bayo are probably going to be good against anybody. I think Giolito, he's at least a veteran pitcher, and even if his ERA jumps a little bit, I think he's going to be able to give you at least major league average, if not a little bit better. Maybe this is just going to be a good season for him. And then, because the bottom part of the rotation, like, still TBD, right? Still very much TBD. I know Buehler's a little bit better, but he really couldn't have been much worse. So he's kind of had at least two starts where they've been somewhat respectable.
Red Sox in July, they are a 2.17 ERA. Starters are 8-0.
Right.
So, I mean, that is lights out. I would agree somewhat with the Twitch chat. Twitch chat says they're throwing strike one more often. It definitely feels that way. I don't know if the metrics back that up. I know the metrics do back up. They're throwing their fastballs much more.
Yeah.
And they're leaning on getting away from spinny stuff, breaking stuff, and especially a guy like Bayo, leaning in on he's just going to throw a fastball.
Yeah.
And he's going to get ground outs. He didn't get a lot of swing and miss, but he gets a lot of ground balls off his fastball. And I think that's maybe a tangible change. I don't know where that starts. Does that start with Breslow? Does that start with Bailey? Does that start with the pitchers just saying, screw this, it's not working for me, what we've been doing, so we're going to do something different? I don't have an answer, but I think that's tangible.
Yeah, because I know Andy Hart's been all over that. He's asked Alex Cora about it quite a bit, about throwing fastballs. They weren't doing that, and then it's like, all right, well, if you're ranking at the bottom of some of these things and the pitching staff's not doing well, maybe you need to change that a little bit. So is that a complete change with Andrew Bailey? Because you could apply the same thing to the offense, right? Like, they both came in, they both had their approaches, right? Like, hey, we're going to spin it more. We don't want hard contact. And yet at the same time, Cora's also talked up the fact that they have all these relievers, Chapman very much at the top of that, that just huck gas, and that's what you want. You don't want hard contact late in games, and so you want swing and miss stuff and all that. So I don't know why you can't apply that a little bit to earlier in the games as well. But then when you're talking about, like, the approach at the plate and them trying to hit stuff, home runs and hit stuff in the air, you've noticed too the strikeouts have gone down. Like, they're not striking out at the plate as much as they are either. So this winning streak, we've seen changes across the board.
They're third in baseball now in strikeouts, which is still high.
It's high,
but they were running away from baseball before. And so,
but they've had a bunch of games where it's like four or five strikeouts, and you're like, they were used to be like 10 Ks a game.
I think they struck out four times yesterday.
Four times
in the game yesterday,
and nobody struck out twice. No individual guy struck out twice, whereas before you'd see it up and down the lineup.
So
see that.
There are some tangible changes. Who you want to credit to that? Again, we can discuss. Maybe some of it has to do with the quality of opponent. I did like this text, 617-779-7937. Hey, Dum-Dums, the Giants. This goes
Is
back
that
to
us?
We were talking about Devers.
They texted the wrong phone?
It could have been Greg's show. I mean,
probably.
It was sent at 10:20. Hey, Dum-Dums.
Yeah.
The Giants didn't play the Reds, Nationals, Rockies three games in a row.
Who'd they play?
Well, so I went and looked.
Oh, you did?
Now, the Giants, their last two series have played good teams that the Red Sox will play coming out of the break. The Phillies, who they beat 2 out of 3, and the Dodgers, who they dropped 2 out of 3 with. Yeah. So they were 3-3 against those teams. Let's track that for when the Red Sox play them. Prior to that, though, they played the A's.
Oh, they're good.
They won 2 out of 3 against Oakland.
Okay.
Or whatever they are now, the A's.
Yeah.
They split with Arizona, who's below 500.
They stink.
They dropped 2 out of 3 to the White Sox. They got swept by the Marlins.
White Sox good this year?
Those are all losing teams. Oh, they did take 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox when they were playing the Red Sox, who weren't great at that point in time.
Got it.
So, I don't know.
Man, murderer's row for the Giants.
What are those games? That was 13 games
yeah.
Against the A's, the Diamondbacks, and the White Sox. They went...
They got swept by the Marlins after the Red Sox.
5-8 in those 13 games against all teams with a losing record. So it's not just they're playing good teams and the Red Sox aren't. Yeah. The Giants are playing bad baseball and the Red Sox are playing good baseball.
All right.
And you can figure out what the big variable is in there if you want to.
But Devers has played the field for the Giants.
Nope.
Let me check again. He has not.
No, he still hasn't.
What's the Will Clark latest?
Worked out with Will Clark? I haven't checked the burns to burns.
Now he has a hurt back. So
oh, is that right?
Oh, that's
hurt his back?
That's weird. Well, he's in such top
carrying
flight.
The Giants out of the playoffs. Hurt his back.
He's in such top flight shape. I'm surprised his back bothers
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Alan is in Nashville. Get us started today, Alan.
Alan.
Hey, man. How you guys doing?
Good.
You stole a lot of my thunder while I was on hold, but
shoot.
I'm just going to say Crochet, Bale, Chapman, and Rafaela, and a hint of Bregman are the reasons for the turnaround. And I'm psyched, man. I've never been more excited except when I met you guys and gave you the Spawn comic book. So I'm excited about this year.
Awesome, Alan.
Keep it rolling.
How about that?
Yes, thank you, by the way. Prominently displayed in my house.
Yeah,
love that.
Shout out, Alan. That was autographed by all the members of Korn, correct?
Damn right it was. Fieldy, Head, Monkey, Jonathan Davis.
Yeah, I said all of them.
Yeah, they're all there.
Yeah, I got them.
Yeah. But his point is a good one about how excited people are about the Red Sox now. It's not just their record is what it is, right? Having a winning record would be nice. But, like, you could feel the excitement with the team. And he just rattled off a bunch of the players that, like, Rafaela has had a bunch of exciting plays, the home runs, the plays in the field. Crochet and Bayo are now both becoming must watch, must listen to guys. Crochet always was, but even Bayo is joining that list. Now that Bregman's back, he was great for 50 games, and we didn't see him for the longest time. Now you have him, whether he's at third or DH or whatever, and hitting it high in your order. And then seeing all the young guys, like I know Marcelo Meyer's not exactly like ripping the cover off it, but he's still coming up with some big hits.
He had doubles like every game this weekend or something like that. He's knocking in doubles.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Roman Anthony. Meyer and Anthony contributing to the team and being a big part of that. There's a lot of reasons for it.
I'm sorry. 3 out of 4 games. Meyer had a double.
He had a double yesterday.
This weekend.
And then there's also something about all the great Red Sox teams of the last 21 years have had a lights out closer. They've never, like all the World Series teams, and I know by the end Kimbrel was kind of fading a little bit, but each team that season had a guy that you gave the ball to and like, game's over. They didn't have maybe it'll be this guy, maybe it'll be that guy, or we can jumble it around. Like, no. Each team had a clearly defined lights-out closer, and that's what this team has, too.
So, ballpark was back over the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah,
Red Sox feel like they're back. What are they going to do to fortify for the stretch run between now and the trade deadline now that we're at the All-Star break? 617-779-7937. You can jump in there. We've also discussed the ceiling for the Red Sox. Rich Keefe, for one, not ruling out a World Series run.
How could you?
Based on how they've been playing. So again, you guys can discuss there. We'll get to you. We got Red Sox midseason awards coming up at 11. We have a hashtag Dork Minute Superman spoiler free.
That's right.
Superman review.
That's right.
With Rich Keefe. And on the way next, Red Sox are attempting to solve their roster logjam. Is there a way to do it without subtracting off the roster? We got to see some of it this weekend. We'll give you our thoughts on it next.
The Red Sox Station.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
I think Saddam will be part of the mix somehow, some way. I mean, and it's not like he's going to play five times a week, six times a week at second base. But here and there, to get all the lefties in the lineup, we're considering that, you know, like giving one or maybe two starts at second so we can get everybody else in the lineup.
That was Alex Cora over the weekend discussing Saddam Rafaela playing some second base. Next thing you know, was it the Saturday game? Was it the game you were at? He was at second? Or was it the Friday game? I'm trying to remember now. There was a game he played second base over the weekend.
I think it was the game I was at.
I think it was Saturday.
It was.
And he had one ball that kind of bounced up over his glove that led to a Rays run. But some flexibility there for the Red Sox and their defensive alignment. It's an example of how they may have to get creative, Keith, if they're going to keep Jarren Duran on the team. So I guess the first question would be, how do you feel about the experiment? And I think it is that, or at least the plan, to get Rafaela out of center field where he is the elite of the elite.
Yeah.
And get him back on the infield where it's at least going to be some second base.
So I know this is also high praise. I know Arcane gave him the SETI ball game nickname.
SETI ball game.
So this might not be to that extreme, but pretty close. Mookie Betts, when need be, for the Dodgers, will move around a little bit. Now, I know it's not game to game, but you know he's played right, he's played second, he's played short. And for this team, I'm okay with it. And I know he's great in center field, but you have a lot of outfielders, and this makes your lineup all that much better. And you don't have that everyday second baseman. You don't. Like, I think Marcelo Meyer probably is going to play a good amount of second base. At least I hope he does. You know, Romy Gonzalez, when facing a lefty, needs to be in the lineup some way, somehow. So if that's a second base, that's fine too. But also, if you want to put all those guys in the outfield and you also want Rafaela's stick still in the lineup, which you certainly do, he has the flexibility to play second base. So I'm actually okay with it. I think you see a lot of, like 20 years ago, it would have been insane. 20 years ago, you would have been like, wow, this guy's moving from the infield to the outfield, like on the same series? Like, what are you doing? You're going to break him. I think he can handle it. He did it a lot last year. I don't know if as many people were paying attention because the team wasn't as good, but he was playing shortstop. He's playing center.
So I guess this would be my gripe. And to compliment him, he didn't kick and scream and bitch about it like Devers did.
Oh, okay.
He just went to second base and played. Like one day, I think Cora said that on Friday. And on Saturday, he's out there at second base. So, he didn't kick and scream and bitch and cry about it. Where's the Twitch chat saying it's stupid for him to go there? He should just stay in center field and he should refuse to move around. Like, where are you guys on this?
Not sure.
So, I give him credit for doing it.
Yeah.
But doesn't he feel like kind of a waste defensively at second base? Like, last year it was center field and shortstop. That feels, to me, a little more like you're not wasting him. Like, he's so good defensively. Second base kind of feels like a waste.
Yeah, but then I think you have a chance to have like a really good defensive infield.
Well, this is true.
You know, if you have Bregman and Story.
And a really good lineup against righties, rather, right? Where are they getting him in there at second base?
So it would probably be
against righties, wasn't it?
It was Boz
on Saturday.
It was Boz.
Yeah, because you want to get as many lefties stacked into the lineup when you have Rafaela at second base. Yes.
Yeah. So that's what that was. And, you know, so let's ask it this way. We've both gone back and forth on this. As of July 14th, do you trade Jarren Duran? Do you trade him?
No.
Yeah, I think I'm a no, too.
So Rafaela's flexibility allows you to keep Duran, yeah. And that's the lesser of two evils. Ultimately, yeah. I'm with you. I ultimately agree. Second base, I don't think, is the ideal place for him defensively, but it does give you a better lineup. That flexibility could be massive in a playoff series, by the way. And
yeah,
if the alternative is, well, we got to figure out all these guys and getting them on the field somehow, the alternative is trading Duran, I'd rather this. I'm with you on that.
I think they can make it work, and it's, you know, more of a headache or more things to do if you're Alex Cora, but so be it. You're paying him a ton of money to figure this out. You got to move guys all around. That's why you have two or three guys that can play third. You have two or three guys that can play second. You have two or three guys that can play each of the outfield spots. Obviously, everybody can DH, but not on top of that. They're all okay doing it. Like, that goes all the way back to the same issue that you had during spring training. Alex Bregman at the time said, yeah, I'll play second base. And they're like, no, the team's better off with you at third. Roman Anthony, you know, Cora did have a funny line about, you know, Roman Anthony's 21. He's a little early to be a DH. But some games he is going to DH. Some games he'll be in the outfield. Some games, you know, Yoshida will be the DH. But, like, Yoshida doesn't have to be an everyday player. And these things also have a way of taking care of themselves because – if I told you right now every single guy on the Red Sox is going to be healthy the rest of the season, you'd tell me no way. So somebody's going to go down. That's going to lead to even more opportunity, more at-bats. But, yeah, you have a lot of guys. Like, you have more than nine players right now that should be playing every day. And that's, again, that's a good thing, I guess.
Look, we're just trying to read tea leaves. But as of last week, I'm like, man, Duran might be the odd man out against righties and not play in the field. Now, it turns out that panic was for naught. Duran played center field that day. Rafaela was out of the lineup. So experimenting with Rafaela at second base tells me right now they're leaning towards keeping Duran, which I think is the right call. I wouldn't screw with that. You can still add pitching without trading Jaron Duran. You can trade prospects, and it doesn't have to be Christian Campbell.
Right.
You can trade prospects from your minor league system, which is well-regarded, to get a starting pitcher, just like you did for Crochet, Sale, Beckett, Schilling back in the day, like all these stud pitchers you've traded for over the years,
yeah,
you got without trading off your big league roster. So yeah, you can do that again.
Because people were nervous when they saw Roman Anthony fielding balls off of the Green Monster. Yeah. They're like, oh no. But then on Saturday, he's in left and Duran's in center. Mm-hmm. Like, Duran's ping pong back and forth the last, what, three seasons he's played both spots. So I think, you know, you lose a little bit defensively. Like, if your outfield is Anthony, Duran, Willier, Abreu, it's not the best outfield defense you can have, but with Rafael at second base, it becomes your best lineup. And it's not a huge drop-off either defensively. Like, they have fewer and fewer, like, real weak links in the field. Like, they're improving everywhere.
So I would agree with that. I think it's a drop-off, but it shouldn't be a significant drop-off. And the trade-off offensively is pretty high-end.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick. Any thoughts on the draft last night? I didn't watch any of it, but I was kind of reading about it as it was happening.
Just grabbed a guy that throws cheese, right?
Kyson Witherspoon.
Yeah.
They got it pick 15. This is all I care about.
College pitcher. Oklahoma.
He was a pitcher at Oklahoma. He is a righty. He was number 7 on Baseball America's list, number 10 on MLB Pipeline. So in theory, you got a deal by this guy dropping to you at pick 15. Thank you. Jim Callis says he has the ingredients to be a front-line starting pitcher. That's Jim Callis, I think, from MLB Network now, formerly,
it's
of Baseball America.
Mid to high 90s.
Dan O'Dowd said he has the most upside of any arm taken. That's a former GM who was part of the television broadcast.
I like the sound of that.
He has 460-plus grade pitches, whatever that means.
What?
Okay.
Oh, that's good, though. No, that's good.
I think that's good.
Yeah, and one of them's the heater.
Here's one thing I like about it, and this is just the general approach. I saw this from Christopher Smith at Mass Live last night. 16 of Craig Breslow's 22 draft picks as of the second round last night. The stat needs to be updated, but they took another pitcher
By the way, Haas is a weak nominee for that guy.
Oh, Kyson.
6'4", 250.
Wait, who?
Marcus
the second
Phillips?
Round guy?
No, that's the second round guy.
Oh, okay, second round guy.
That's
6'4", 250.
6'4", 250?
Hell yeah.
All right, nominee.
Early nominee. First hour of the first show of the week. That's an early nominee.
High school kid or college kid?
No, he was Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee. All right, so they got an Oklahoma pitcher and a Tennessee pitcher, two picks?
16 of Breslow's first 22 picks are pitchers. And so
why not?
That's a farm system that needs pitching.
Yeah.
Let's see if Breslow can pick him. But he is investing in pitchers, including the first round last night. This is also a guy who, if you look at some of the pre-draft stuff, which I wasn't familiar with until after he was picked.
Yeah.
He's one of the guys predicted to rocket through the farm system and could, emphasis on could, be in the majors by the end of this year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Like a David Price situation with the Rays. Of course, he was the first overall pick. But remember when he came in, he was like, mm-hmm. Look out for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could toss him into the bullpen, all right.
High-end stuff.
Your guy Breslow is walking around with his chest out here this last couple of weeks.
Baseball America had 12 prospects that could reach the majors in 2026.
That's by next year.
I take it back. 2026.
Dump that, Nick. I don't want anybody to hear that.
Strike that. I thought it said 2026.
Take it out of the podcast.
What the they're doing. Do you understand that?
But they are trying to add to their farm system. And in theory, dealing with amateurs. 2026 is going to help. In theory, though, this allows you to, if there's a pitching prospect that you are on the fence of parting with.
Yeah, right.
Like, we can't trade this guy because we don't have any pitching depth. Well, you just took one. And then you took another one in the second round, and you took another one last night. So
you can trade Quinn Priester.
So it frees you up to make a move from your minor league system without dealing Durant would be the only point.
All right.
2026, he's going to help.
Good. Well, I'll set my alarm.
617-779-7937. You should set your alarm for 11 o'clock, less than 5 minutes from now. We are going to get to our Red Sox midseason awards, Keith.
Oh, boy. We have, what, 10 prizes to give out?
At least 10.
Wow.
They are fluid. It's not tears.
Always.
But they are fluid. All right. We will get to our Red Sox midseason superlatives next.
Jones and Keith on WEEI.
WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.